Astonishing numbers on this emergency housing. Since December of 17, the government spent $1.2 billion, mainly on motels. Of course, there are currently 8,000 households living in emergency housing. Now, the Rotorua Lakes Councillor and Chair of Whānau Ora, Merepeka Rokawa Tate, is back with us. A very good morning to you.
Hi.
Now, Sepuloni couldn't add anything. She didn't want to talk to us because she didn't think she could add anything. Should they be embarrassed?
Well, I think they've done what they could at this time, but, we wouldn't be, the government wouldn't be in this situation if it wasn't for COVID. These people were out of sight, not seen, sleeping rough, and of course, they're now right in our face. They're in the main street, right in our face, and of course, it's prompting the government to take some action.
Difficulty is that there seems no end, because they will argue we're building houses, but they can never build houses at the rate that the queue is increasing, therefore we're going to be in motels forever.
Well, that's certainly correct in terms of they're not building fast enough, and council is trying to do as much as they can. But, you know, people are getting very concerned because that is, the main street is where most of our motels are. But we've got the situation, we have to work on it because those families aren't going to go away. Mm. We can't expect them to go and jump in the lake.
No. How many of these people go nowhere fast? In other words, these are the same people we're dealing with month in, month out, year in, year out, versus it's a turnover situation.
Oh, no, there's a lot of them certainly have been around for a while, but many of them are now new people. Some of them are under significant rental stress and are seeking temporary accommodation, emergency accommodation. The numbers are increasing, there's no doubt about that.
When does it go from temporary and emergency to sort of permanent?
Well, once you can get them into a home where it is a separate dwelling, then you can start to work with the families themselves. But a lot of it, of course, Mike, is that there are other complex needs of these families as well. So it's not just about getting them a house. It's addressing some of those underlying issues that are actually impacting on their behaviour in the street as well. Yeah. And unfortunately, currently, we've got about 400 children leaving the motels each day and going to school. And so that's having issues in the classroom too.
That's what I can't get my head around. And every time I talk to Carmel Sepuloni about this, she talks about these complex issues. How many of these people just are basically beyond help, that when you look at them, throw all the resource at them you want, they're not coming out the other side?
I think they'd come out the other side, Mike, if they were in a different environment. I mean, who wants to live in a motel when you don't know who's next door? The only thing you can do is hear them all the time and their behaviours. They'll never come out the other end in a motel environment, and that's what we've got to realise and get them somewhere as soon as possible. And actually, in a more climate or in a more area that's more conducive to them starting to come back, but they're not going to do it in a motel. And the reality is, if we don't move them somewhere pretty smartly, that's going to be at worst. It's going to cost the taxpayer far greater in the long term, and also it's going to impact long term on Rotorua and our reputation.
Put your DHB hat on, given it's about to end as of Friday. Is the world going to change dramatically for the better, do you think?
I think it will. I think it will, because the current situation with the DHBs was going nowhere and certainly not fast enough. I mean, 20, for God's sake, around the country, duplications of services, and where you lived determined how the quality of the services you would get. I'm hopeful, because I do think that things need to change. And I'll do everything I can, Mike, to support them as well, because, my God, if we don't get our health system right now, we're going to hell in a handcart.
Isn't that the truth? Nice to see you. Merepeka Rokawa Tate, Rotorua Lakes Councillor and Chair of Whānau Ora.